We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Friday morning in the Delaware Valley, and the WIP Morning Show has a roster change.
What happened?
Well, we got Jonesy here. That's always great.
Good morning, Jonesy. Everyone.
Good to have you here.
Nice, Al's still here.
I'm here, yeah.
But replacing Rhea Hughes today, who could not tolerate 5 days of us, is our news guy, Johnson.
Good morning, Johnson.
Great to have your smiling face here to offer some upbeat observations.
Hi, everybody.
Speak for yourself, man. This guy's a complete idiot.
No, he is not a complete idiot. He's an incomplete idiot. We have a lot of ground to cover today, ladies and gentlemen, just in this hour alone.
Yo.
You're going to hear some remarkable comments by Bryce Harper, who appears, Al, to be at least the assistant GM of the Phillies.
That's nice, isn't it?
Well, given who they've had there, it's not a terrible thing.
Did you ever hear a guy bury a former GM without having a chance of having dirt on the shovel?
Thank you for saying that.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm telling you, burial of Klentak and McPhail,
it was so slick. It was.
You almost had to remind yourself he was telling you the previous guys that were here were horrible.
It was great.
It was great. I'm going to start with that in a second. Later in the hour, Nick Sirianni breaks his silence. Al, in honor of spring training, he went out on the old softball field yesterday with Dave Spadaro. Dave threw him some big, beautiful pitches.
Yellow balls, too.
And look, again, John Johnson was here. He's heard it all. I was in the other room, but I've heard enough of it. Johnson did not come away from this Sirianni session with optimism. Is that accurate, Johnson?
It's fair to say.
Yeah. Now, again, it's Johnson, so maybe you will. Maybe you will enjoy this stuff. I don't know. We're going to play that for you a little later in the hour. And then, of course, right after that, we'll be on our executive from the National Football League, Mike Lombardi, to evaluate what he's hearing.
Oh, cool.
And many other comments at 8 o'clock. This is a great guest. Boy, you know, Rhea wasn't here. Wechter must have sweet-talked him. Now, former Eagle and a consultant with the team for the past few years is Jason Avant. He will be on.
Oh, cool.
Jason said earlier in the week that he knew exactly what Carson Wentz's tipping point was 2018, the year after the Super Bowl.
So not the Super Bowl.
No, not the Super Bowl. He got past the Super Bowl, though I think he started to have a little issue there.
Yeah.
And then the next year, he lost it. And Jason will tell you exactly what happened. And then he's going to explain to you how Jalen Hurts walks in. And Jalen Hurts, basically from day one, acts like he's the starter. And I'm guessing, because, you know, Wentz was already at a fragile mental state, it didn't help.
Yep, I agree with that.
But I have no problem with it. It's just as well, because I can't stand Wentz.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
That worked out okay. After we have Mike Lombardi on, we are going to deep dive into the Sixers, because we got Johnson here. And Ben Simmons had a great night last night.
Sure did.
And now we're starting to say Ben Simmons, superstar. But, you know, Ben even, I think Ben went on the postgame show.
Yes, he did. He was interviewed after the game.
And what did he say on the postgame?
With Charles and Shaq, and he said, I'm the best defensive player in the league.
Mm-hmm. He announced that.
I've never heard someone say that. That was interesting.
Normally you wait for someone else to say it. He said it himself.
Yeah.
Hey, it's what worked with Kendall Jenner. Maybe it worked. All right. And then, Al, after Jason Avant, we are going to have Tom McCarthy on. I know, is he down in Clearwater? Tom McCarthy, Al, in the past 6 months, has done baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He's done football.
Yeah, good on football,
He's
too.
He's done college basketball.
Yeah.
He has been in three different venues where there have been No, or just a few fans.
Or doing it from studios. Man, what a difficult life he's had.
Guys, the one thing you got to say, it's looking like we are on the cusp of getting fans back.
I noticed at the Flyers game on Wednesday, they had the netting up, which is normally put up to protect
the
fans.
Getting ready.
That's the first time it's been up all year, so something's coming.
It's coming any day now. In fact, Wells Fargo, they kind of divulged their whole plan yesterday.
Right.
I'll tell you what it is. It doesn't include an $11 million ventilation system, which should not just eliminate the coronavirus germs, but also the odors emanating from Keith Jones's rear end.
It's a lot more noticeable when there's no fans there. I need some help.
All right. And then we're going to wrap it up with Jay Black, because it's looking like hockey. Even though it doesn't draw that many fans, it had this huge game with the Flyers at Lake Tahoe. And now it's looking like, Al, they're about to get a huge new contract that's going to quadruple the amount of money they get in hockey.
They pay $200 million a year right now, and I'm hearing $800 million a year for hockey.
All right. But anyway, let's start with the Phillies and Bryce Harper, because he doesn't speak that often. He was down at spring training yesterday, and he came out, and Bryce took us through his offseason.
Mm-hmm.
In which he made it clear, Al, that while we were worrying about what was going to happen with JT Realmuto, Didi Gregorius, the bullpen, the roster, because at that moment in time, Andy McPhail was still there.
Mm-hmm.
He was the president.
Yes, well, he was there.
And that point, Al, who the hell was the GM before they brought Dombrowski in? Who was anybody there?
Oh, was the assistant? I forget.
Oh, yeah,
his name.
Were using Mike Rice.
Ned Rice.
Ned Rice.
Minute Rice, we called him, because we knew he was going to be there for a minute.
Minute Rice.
Yeah.
He was there a minute, then he was gone.
Yeah.
He was the assistant to Matt Kletak. But anyway, so listen to this. Bryce Harper takes you back a couple of years before he signed a $330 million contract. And he's saying to himself, did these guys lie to me about trying to win now? Listen to what he said about keeping your word.
I kind of just wanted to put all my trust and faith in the team to, you know, keep their word. You know, when we met, when we sat down before free agency and stuff like that, that was one of the big things and goals of this team was to sign the free agents when we could and, you know, get the guys when we could and stuff like that. So I put my faith and trust in them to do their job. And, you know, I had that faith in them.
Right. He had no faith. And the people who were in place at that moment. He did. You're going to find out when you hear these other cuts.
Yep.
Johnson, you cover the team every day.
He
had no faith in Kletak or McPhail.
Hearing him speak is so refreshing.
All right, but here's the problem. They blew 2 years of his career because they had people in charge. I had no idea what they were doing. Who would set up the bullpen they had last year? What sane executive in baseball would do what Kletak did with that bullpen last year?
Yeah, and why do you think that all you heard from Bryce Harper last year was sign JT?
Of course.
He was talking to incompetent people.
Yes, he was literally showing them at home plate how to sign a contract.
Exactly.
That's how pathetic it was. That's how little he thought. You think he would do that with Dombrowski?
No.
He knew these guys were horrible. But this next cut. Al, I've never heard that. He's a player, right?
Yes.
And he's talking about December, and he's discussing, you know, potential moves and stuff. And suddenly it almost sounds like he's an assistant to the GM himself. Listen to Bryce.
No, I think it was December when I had no idea what was going on, you know, where we were kind of sitting there figuring out what we kind of wanted to do as an organization, you know, how we wanted to approach this offseason, what was going on. You know, payroll, things like that. So, I mean, I think that was kind of my sense of, man, you know, what do we got going? But also me understanding that I have all my trust in, you know, John Middleton and what he's going to do for our organization, all of our coaches and stuff like that. You don't bring in Girardi and tell him, hey, we're not going to do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Johnson.
Wow.
Johnson, he was worried about the payroll.
But before
right fielder.
Before he threw out that disclaimer at the end, he used the word we four times in that statement.
He's the right fielder. You have to keep telling yourself, it was getting to be December. We hadn't, really. And you're going, wait a minute. And then I started to connect the dots. And you know what's going on there? I think I figured this out. His agent is the most powerful agent in baseball, Scott Boras. Boris must be calling him every other day saying, when the hell are you going to do something? You better not let that guy go. You better make sure JT's back on his team, or we're going to go public and call you a pack of liars. Don't you think Boris the whole time was asserting his power to make sure they spent some money?
Oh, there's no doubt he was, and no. Harper had no problem speaking about it.
Harper, Al, I think they should, you know, for $330 million, they should give him the title,
yeah,
assistant GM.
I wouldn't be.
Joe, do you ever hear anything like that?
I think it's the way of the world now. That's a partnership. When you sign somebody that type of contract, you are in a partnership with them. So they owed it to him to put a good team around him, and I think he should be involved in it.
All right, now the next thing you have to hear, you got to keep this in mind. Matt Klentak was brought in 5 years ago to rebuild the team from the roots up, to get into the FOB system using very sophisticated analytic analysis.
Yes.
He was going to pick lots of great players because they stunk then, so they're good draft picks, and he was going to build the FOB system up. 5 years later, the farm system is still destitute. They got Mickey Moniak still, the number one pick in the whole draft, can't play baseball. And you know what? This is Bryce Harper assessing the organization. He doesn't mention Klentak, but that's what he's referring to. Listen.
Of course, you know, when you get halfway through the offseason and there's not really much going on, you kind of start sitting there worrying about what our identity as a team is going to be, you know, how we want to, you know, prolong this for a couple of years so that we can have a great team for, you know, not just 1 year or 2 year, but for 6 and 7 years. Our farm system's kind of depleted. So we didn't have anybody that we could really call up or trade away for anything, you know, that substantial.
Wow.
It's great.
Jonesy.
Wow.
5 years, they have nobody in the farm system.
Yeah, then competent people running the franchise.
McPhail and Klentak.
Yes.
Can somebody help me with this? Because I'm not always right. Hell, I'm not right that often. Just enough so I stay in this job, right? I saw these guys as a bunch of know-nothings a year into it. Did I crush Klentak all 5 years?
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Well, why did – and I'm not saying I'm the only one – why was so many people kind to these people for so long? It wasn't until last year they were really going after them.
They were kind because Middleton protected them for a long time. He gave you the sense that these guys were going to be around for a decade, which is remarkable.
I have a brief announcement. Bryce Harper thought they were idiots, too. Al, he thought Klentak and McPhail were stealing money here, and he was right. And he never said it. Although that gesture at the home plate signed the contract, he was trying to say, I better make it real clear because these people are stupid. And that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, that is brazen. It is brash. And I love it.
It should make you feel good about yourself.
Because
you were right.
To be honest, I'm not always that right. And then there was a great revelation during the offseason, and it made Harper very happy. No, not signing JT, not signing Didi, bringing in a guy that actually knows what he's doing.
I was wondering kind of what we were going to do. And then, you know, John made his decisions of bringing in Dombrowski, of course, and Sam Fold is our GM. Two moves where I thought, wow, here we go. This is the start. This is the start of our offseason. This is kind of what we're going to do. I said the other day, you don't really bring in Dombrowski unless it's a win now kind of move.
Right, and he really loves Dombrowski. He went on to say why he. Here's why he loves.
I mean, you guys know how Dombrowski is and how he works. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wants to win, and he was able to do that when he was in Detroit. He was able to do that when he was with Boston, and so when he came in, it was kind of like, whoa, like, here we go. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is it. This is what we're gonna do, and this is how we're gonna do it. So, he made his first move. He made his second move. His third move, and it kind of just dwindled into kind of what we're doing right now.
I got to tell you, again, I am required by the Federal Communications Commission every segment of every show for the foreseeable future to integrate Howie Roseman into conversation.
Please do.
It's a difference right there. Guy knows what he's doing. Guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's not there because he's friends with John Middleton. Mm-hmm. He's there because he has a track record of succeeding.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman had one good year in his whole career as a GM. Howie Roseman should not be here for all the things you just heard about Dombrowski. Am I right or not, Joe?
That's 1,000%.
Is that not
right.
100% correct?
Yes, and we all see it.
And the same thing, Johnson covers the Sixers. Same thing with Daryl Morey versus Sam Hinkie and Brian Colangelo. Mm-hmm. Those guys didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
This guy does.
He absolutely does.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not that complicated. Fight a guy who knows what he's doing and hire him. Track record of success. That's why I'm worried about Sirianni out.
Well, he's
coming up later in the hour and trying to prepare you now. You got could get a little depressed.
I want to get to know him better.
Well, no, you don't. I
mean, you might not want
you
to.
Don't. I want to hear some stuff.
Well, you're going to, but I'm not sure it's going to please you. Anyway, let me open this up for questions. I have something I want to start with too, Al, because I love my dog. You love your dog.
Yeah.
Jonesy loves both his dog and his jackass.
Yes,
do
I
you
do.
Have pets, Johnson?
I do. I have a dog. I love
we
my
all
dog.
Have I want you to tell me what your pet is worth to you. I need money.
Do you want me to send you the bills?
No.
Oh, God. My God.
Because of a story with a celebrity, Al, who has put a bounty on returning her dogs. And the bounty she has put on it is $500,000.
Wow. Did somebody steal her dogs?
Oh, no. You didn't see this story?
No, yeah.
Oh,
it's a shame.
It's bad. I'll get to it. It's Lady Gaga. Jeez. I want to get to it. Oof. But what is your, what would you pay to preserve the life of your beloved pet? Because, Al, is there any amount that's not too much?
How old's a dog?
That's it. That's what I was afraid of. Al is a money
but
guy.
But he's right.
It happens a lot. People have to make tough decisions with their dogs.
12-year-old dog with a year to go. It's going to cost you $15,000 for surgery. You going to pay it?
Not Clintac.
I'll use Al's money to pay
I'll
for
trade
it.
Him.
All right, here are your numbers. You will get right on right now. Bryce Harper started us off today. Let's have some conversation. 215-592-9494. And who has a pet? I'm just wondering, how much have you paid to preserve the life of your pet? Because people out there spend a lot of money.
Oh,
and you know what? It's money well spent. Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.